So during the week, I was asked if you can practice the meditations lying down. And by all means, if that is what's best going to suit your body, do. There will be two meditations that I do suggest we do seated, and that is session 4 and 5. Again, if that's not going to work for you, you just accommodate your body. The issue with lying down doing meditation, particularly this time of day, is falling back asleep. Ways around that would be lying down with the elbows bent and the fingers pointing toward the ceiling. And then when you feel your hand kind of drifting, it does go, oh, okay, I'm falling asleep. And you generally can come back alert. Otherwise, adjusting the body. And like we looked at on Tuesday, if you could ensure in today's practice that you feel comfortable in your seat anytime you need to move, conscious awareness. Today's practice is the practice of Anta Mona. So in the ashram, every evening and morning, there's a practice known as Mona. The word Mona has two meanings. So the first is silence, and it's used as a lot of energy is wasted in speech. And so there was this premise that the more you speak, the more pranic energy you lose. The less you speak, the more that you can conserve. So it's said by controlling our speech, we can help to control our pranic energy. And the second meaning of the word Mona is measurement. So if you speak measured words, then they have more power. There's a meditation that where you actually just try and still the tongue. And it's said that each micro movement of the tongue is a micro movement of the mind. If you get bored during the day, great practice. Anta means inner, and Mona means silence. And the way to connect to the silence within is knowing how to manage the inner noise, essentially. And so in this practice, there's a quote by Satchinanda, which is, it can truly be said that in this practice, through the awareness of inner noise, you will come to know the voice of silence, that golden sound that sings of eternity. So this idea that it's in silence we can connect, or it's more easier to connect to truth or to that inner essence. We'll be doing a few different stages in the practice. We will start by noticing the thoughts and becoming an observer of those thoughts. So when we're allowing just a spontaneous thought to come, rather than labeling good, bad, like, dislike, it's like you notice a thought, allow it to be there, another thought will come, allow it to be there, and that is the start of the practice. We will then look at invoking a thought, so bringing a thought to mind, and using that same idea of watching the thought, watching whatever thought that you're bringing to mind with the observer. And then we'll look at developing a thought, letting it go, developing another thought, letting it go. And the idea of this is, you know, when in life, it happened to me last night, I was trying to go to sleep at night and my mind was fixated on something that I said that I wish I didn't. And this idea of this practice is perfect for that, because when we can learn, it's all about training the mind. By learning to notice a thought and not get entangled in the thought, allowing that thought to go, and then with will, picking up another thought, or with will, letting that thought go, and being able to then discern the activity going on in the mind. Now, often we can't control the fluctuations, as in thoughts are going to come like that. The mind's job is to think. So it's not like we're trying to still the mind or cease the thought. We're giving the mind something specifically to think about, and then we're specifically letting it go to think of something else. So that is the practice for today. We'll begin. So make yourself comfortable. You may like to place the hands in Gyan or Chin Mudra, or you may like to place the hands in another gesture or rest them on your lap. Close your eyes. Just taking a few centering breaths here. To literally arrive. To arrive in this space in your body. Notice how you have positioned the body. And if you could make any movement adjustment to facilitate healthier alignment or more ease in the posture, do so now. And then settling into this shape. We'll start with the practice of pratyahara, which literally means sense withdrawal. So I mentioned on Tuesday this idea of saturating the mind so that it naturally goes inward. We'll start with the sense of touch. Feel the touch of your body and the support beneath you. Notice the positioning of your feet, the legs, the base of the body, and feel that contact. Feel now the contact of clothing and the skin. Perhaps you can differentiate the texture of clothing between the pants on the thighs and the top on the torso. The difference in the feeling. The touch now, perceive the touch of the air on the skin. The touch of air entering and exiting the body. Notice the inhalation cooler than the exhalation, and that slight temperature difference between the in and outflowing breath. Notice the subtle sound of this breath. Very quiet. Breath coming, going. Focus the awareness on other sounds you may hear around you. the most prominent sound. Begin the practice of seeking sound. When you encounter a sound, drop it and search for another. Listening for sound, dropping it and searching for another. Still alert, listening to sounds around you. Begin to take the perception of hearing to the closest sound you can hear. Again, the sound of the breath, soft, subtle. Perceive, listen for the sound of the heartbeat. If it cannot be heard, perhaps it can be felt. Shift the attention now to Chittakash, the space of the mind. Become aware of the thoughts. The spontaneous thought process. Just as we were listening for sound, now listening, watching thought. Allow them to come and go of their own accord. No need to bring a thought flow. Let it arise spontaneously. Remain a silent witness, observing the thoughts as they arise. When you become aware of a particular thought, you can say to the mind, "I am thinking about this." And then keep watching. And if the mind becomes free of thought, simply become aware of that too. No attachment to what arises or what doesn't arise. Simply watching. If the mind wanders, drifts, gently guide it back, watching the thoughts. No need to judge, to label good, bad, pleasant, unpleasant. Simply thought arising, watching with detachment. Now bring to mind a specific thought, something you'd like to think about. Let the mind explore that thought, thinking about it. Let that thought go now and bring to mind another thought. Not a spontaneous one. At will, actively choosing a thought, exploring that thought. If a spontaneous thought wants to be heard, direct the attention back to the created thought. And again, create another thought. Maintain it for some time. Thinking over it. Actively choose another. It's not difficult to get rid of good thoughts, yet the challenging ones can be quite stubborn. So this mental training helps us to actively choose our thoughts and dispose of the thoughts that are not beneficial. And come back again to the spontaneous thought. Allowing thoughts of any kind to manifest. Neither opposing nor encouraging them. And again, if there's a time where the mind is free of thought, simply noticing that. So as a thought naturally arises, notice it, explore it, and now at will, drop it, open to another. So here, actively disposing a spontaneous thought, opening the door of the thoughts again. Natural thought arises, exploring it. And then after some time, dropping it. Present to another. Releasing this practice now. Become aware of the inner space, Chittakash. Aware of the colorless, formless inner space behind the closed eyes. Simply watch this space. Thoughts arise, drop them, and watch the inner space. When a thought arises, notice, drop it, watch the inner space. Become present now to that soft, subtle breath in the background. Notice the sounds around you. Begin to externalize the awareness. Feel the weight of the body and the position that you're in, the touch of air, clothing on the skin. Know that shortly it will be 7 a.m. that you've been practicing Antamona, inner silence. And start to deepen your breath. Feeling how the deepened breath brings movement, abdomen, chest. You might like to bring some small movement, fingers, toes. To close the practice, we'll chant the mantra Om once together. For Om chanting, take a deep breath in. Om. Ready, bring the hands together, rub the palms vigorously, create warmth and energy. Generating heat through the hands, and then take your hands to your closed eyes. So if you have glasses on, you can just lift them. Hands over the closed eyes, soaking that energy in. Begin to massage, rub the hands over the eyes, the face. Then release the hands, open the eyes. Namaste, Hari Om Tat Sat. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.